Hi, this is Matt Joe Gow, and you're listening to Radio Carrum, which is local community internet radio. And we were having a chat about community radio earlier and how important it is to Melbourne, how important it is to the scene here, the music scene, but also the wider community. So check out Radio Carrum. Tune in.
Welcome, folks, to Connections. My name is Marcus Mulcahy, and our guest today is Reverend Judy from the Chelsea Community Church of Christ. They're celebrating their 100 years of existence. Folks, can you believe that? And got Reverend Judy on the line. Judy, thank you very much for joining us today on Radio Carrum.
Thank you very much, Marcus. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you here. Before we go into the talk about Sunday celebrations, are you a local? What's your background? How did you sort of come to be here?
Well, our family moved from Coburg when I was 11 and a half to, and I'm 70 now, to Chelsea, and we were Church of Christ there. So I came along to Chelsea Church of Christ, it was called then, and sort of got fairly involved with the church. This church initially started, the Church of Christ in Chelsea initially started as a tent.
A tent?
a tent.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow.
And then it moved from a tent to this site where we are in Blantyre Avenue, and it was a wooden church. And then eventually they had a program to save up a certain amount of money to be able to make it brick. And so we're now on two blocks, which is great.
Wow.
And we're still hoping the buildings will stay together for 100 years. I know I've always been, I grew up as a Christian, and it's always been my passion to help people. And so I've had a varied career with setting up Westpac's Employee Assistance Program and doing counselling and Lifeline. And I worked for Parks Victoria, Daniel Ranges National Park for 17 years. But after I did get injured at Black Saturday and unfortunately went a bit downhill physically, but God gives me a kick up the bum and says, move on to that. So I came back to Chelsea, because I'd left, as you know, many teenagers do, and, went to uni and studied, did a master's in theology, but I focused, my thesis was on children, because children's ministry, and I used to do junior ranger activities at parks, so very passionate about teaching children. But then, you know, as happens, lots of things come in, you know, people are 7 days a week now doing sport and other distractions that, you know, there's not a lot of younger people attending. And the minister moved on from here and said, and I got offered the job as a minister here. So I took about 3 months to decide whether I wanted it because there was no children.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, we're an ageing population. We're a small congregation, but what I really love about my parishioners is we're all welcoming. It doesn't matter what you look like, or, you know, what race, nationality, gender, sexuality, whatever, our church welcomes everybody. And that shows in our outreach programs, which we've had a free food pantry, which we've had to close because of finances, but we hope to reopen. Our three-course breakfast, which has been going since 2007, and that's for anybody in the community that needs some food, gets out of being isolated and lonely and develops lots of friendships. I also become an advocate for a lot of people that don't have anybody else to speak for them. So anyone can come if you want bacon and eggs and cereal and fruit and fruit juice and toast and honey.
Yummy.
Tea and coffee, come on down from 7 o'clock till 10 on every Wednesday. And you can bring your washing. So we've got wash and dry laundry out the front with Orange Sky. So you can put your washing in, come in and have brekkie, and then you go out and the washing's all dry. And we've also got a men's shed which started at the same time as the breakfast, and then they're currently relocating because they've grown, which is exciting for them, sad for us. And we had ladies in the shed. We have karate. We have support group for Greek, older Greek persons. So we're very immersed in the community. We have people coming to our programs or whatever from other churches. We're not trying to steal them or anything, but they might pop along for something that we can provide, which is great. Adds a lot of variety to our Bible study and our sermons.
Did you go to local schools in the area as well?
Yeah, so I went to Bomb Beach Primary School. That was just for that last half a year of grade six. Yeah. And then I went to Bomb Beach High School.
And so you're back in the area again. That's fantastic. So I imagine in your day you're pretty hectic with lots of things going on. What does a typical day look like for Reverend Judy?
If it's not a Wednesday, typical day, Fridays we have prayer meeting and Bible study, which is exciting because we have a mixture of different church people coming to our session, so from different churches and nationalities. Monday is a lot of paperwork, which can be boring, but it's got to be done. Churches are now sort of businesses. Wednesday is our controlled chaotic day, so we can have up to 100 people. Pre-COVID, we were serving 120 people for breakfast.
That's a lot of people. That's a huge turnout. Yeah.
It is. And we've got lovely older ladies from the Uniting by the Bay Parish who help serve. And we've got a chef, qualified chef, that serves up the food. It is very much about community. And I do network well. So we do have a lot of involvement in the community, very well known. You know, over Christmas time, a lot of places for food closed, but we remained open, and so they know they can get support here. We never say no. I also do, once Wednesday morning's over, it's like at 8, we start at 6, so it's like at 8 o'clock you're saying, isn't it time to go home yet?
Nice.
But I do visit, I visit my parishioners. I also support other people from other churches that perhaps don't feel as comfortable with their ministers, which is fine. It's just all about working together as a community and supporting one another, because there's so much loneliness and isolation and stress that we've all got to work together.
So how far do you travel? I mean, is it just local in Chelsea and Bomb Beach and maybe Carrum? Is that about as far as you travel normally?
Oh, depending on the need. I've gone to Langwarrin, Carrum Downs, Moorabbin, Mordialloc, Dingley.
So you do spread around a bit. Keeps you busy 2 days a week. Crikey, I don't know how you actually manage to fit those all into 2 days. So this Sunday is the 100th celebration. I imagine you've got a huge program lined up. Do you want to tell us what's going on this Sunday?
Yeah, so it's quite exciting. We turn 100, so the church started as a tent and moved to where we are, and was weatherboard, and then it became bricked. It was bricked. We put a hall in. We put a commercial kitchen and disabled toilets as well. The building next door, which is where our office is, didn't have stumps, so we took up a collection, and we eventually sort of fixing it. And a bit of paint doesn't do so bad. Yeah, we didn't know how many people would respond, but we've got 105 on our list.
105? Wow.
Yeah, and we've already busted our catering budget.
Oh, that's good though. That's a good thing. Come on.
Yeah, and there'll be many people that are – there'll be people that will come in wheelchairs and walkers, but there'll also be – you know, we help start Frankston Church of Christ, so some of those people will be coming back, or their families or their children, and they were a bit surprised, some of them, when I said, oh, I'm the minister here. And they go, what? I'm in the Sunday school with you. So that was funny.
That's good. That's really nice, though.
Yeah. And we've got guest speakers and we've got a worship band and one of our parishioners plays violin. The other one used to be in the salvo, so she'll play her tambourine. It'll just be a fun celebration, pretty informal, and then people just gather together for light refreshments afterwards.
Sounds fantastic. What a day. Sounds a huge day and a sellout crowd. So there's no point people are ringing up to get in because they can't get in.
I'm wondering if they're all coming because I'm not preaching.
Oh, come on. If they want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to reach you?
Yep. They can either ring our office number, which is 9773 0301.
Do you want to say that again just for the listeners so they're writing that down?
9773 0301.
Nice.
Or they can ring me on my mobile, which is 0423 375 714.
Look, Judy, congratulations on 100 years to the church and yourself, and an amazing achievement. I'm not surprised. I mean, the work you do is quite extensive, and it's good to share that with a broader community as well, too. Thank you for joining us today, and have a great time on Sunday, and we look forward to talking with you again down the track.
That's great. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks,
really
Judy.
Appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, I'm Jane Oakley, a Matilda alumni footballer, number 36, and you're listening to Radio Karen. Stay tuned.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel all right. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel all right. If you got a tummy ache, or you don't feel right, or if you have a nasty rash keeping you up at night,
don't worry
about a thing.
Don't worry.
'Cause Atticus Health will make you feel all right.